Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English Podcast.
Hi, listeners. Today, we are diving into a fun topic that many of us love to think about, travel. Specifically, we're going to talk about a big choice you might make, mountains or beaches. Which one is right for your next trip?
Oh, this is a classic choice, isn't it, Chris? I was just thinking about my last vacation. I can never decide which one I like more because both have so many good things. It's a real dilemma for me.
That's exactly it. Today, we will talk about what makes each of these places special. We will discuss what you can do there and maybe help you decide for your next adventure. Get ready to explore different kinds of fun with us.
Let's start by thinking about what you can do at these amazing places. What activities first come to mind when you think of a beach, Chris? I imagine lots of sunny, relaxed activities.
Oh, for a beach, the first thing is always swimming. You can swim in the ocean, which is so refreshing on a warm day. Many people also love to just lie on the sand and sunbathe, feeling the warm sun on their skin.
Yes, and children and adults, too, often love to build sandcastles. It's a fun, creative activity right on the shore. You can also just walk along the shore, looking for shells or watching the waves.
Absolutely. And for people who like to move, you can play beach games like volleyball or toss a frisbee. There are so many ways to enjoy the water and the sand at a beach.
Those sound wonderful for a sunny day. Now, what about mountains? What kinds of activities can people enjoy there? The feeling is quite different, I think.
In the mountains, you can go hiking. This means walking for a long time on special paths, often going up high. It's great exercise, and you can see amazing things.
Yes, you can walk through the trees and beautiful nature. It's a peaceful way to explore. You might even discover hidden waterfalls, which are always a wonderful surprise.
That's true. And when you are high up, you can see beautiful views from very high up. You can also breathe fresh, cool air, which feels very clean and healthy. It is a completely different kind of enjoyment from the beach.
I love to swim in the ocean. It's so refreshing and makes me feel free. The waves are my favorite sound when I am trying to relax.
And I really enjoy a long, quiet walk in the mountains. It feels so peaceful and helps me clear my mind. The air just smells so good there, especially after a rain.
Okay, so we know what to do at these places, but how do these places feel? What's the atmosphere like at a beach, Chris? Is it quiet or lively?
A beach often feels very warm and sunny, which is great for relaxing. It can also be lively, with many people around, sometimes with music playing or children laughing. You always hear the sound of the waves, which is very calming.
That's a great description. Mountains are very different, aren't they? What's the atmosphere like there? I imagine it's more about peace and quiet.
Mountains usually feel cooler and fresh, which is perfect for walking. They are often quiet and calm, especially when you are deep in the forest. You see a lot of green trees and large rocks, and it can feel very adventurous or very peaceful, depending on where you are.
I love the warm sun on the beach. It makes me feel very relaxed and happy. It's like the sun gives me energy, and I can just forget about everything.
For me, the quiet of the mountains is perfect. It helps me think clearly and feel calm. There's something special about being surrounded by nature and hearing only the sounds of the wind or birds.
So, if we think about the activities and the atmosphere, what kind of person might prefer a beach vacation, Chris? Who would really enjoy that kind of trip?
maybe someone who likes to relax a lot, enjoy the sun and water, or people who enjoy a lively atmosphere. It is also great for families with children who like to play in the sand and swim in the shallow water.
Yes, the beach is definitely for someone who wants to unwind and not do too much active exploring. It's all about comfort and gentle fun.
And what about mountains? Who is a mountain vacation perfect for? I think it is for people who like to move a lot and see new things.
Mountains are great for people who like to be active, like hiking or climbing. They are also good for people who enjoy exploring nature, seeing animals, and discovering new paths.
Yes, and if you enjoy quiet time, perhaps reading or just thinking, the mountains offer that peace. They are also perfect for people who prefer cooler weather for walking and exploring rather than hot sun.
I think I am more of a beach person because I love the ocean and just relaxing by the water. I like to feel the sand between my toes.
And I am definitely a mountain person. I love fresh air and hiking and the feeling of reaching the top of a mountain. It makes me feel strong.
Wow, we've talked about so many great things today. We explored different activities and the unique feelings of both beaches and mountains.
That's right. Both offer wonderful experiences, but they are very different. The best choice depends on what you like to do and how you want to feel on your vacation.
We hope this helped you think about your next travel choice and maybe even learn a few new words about travel. Thank you for listening to our podcast today.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. See you next time for another episode of our Beginner English Podcast.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.